there. Welcome to Inclusive Technology for All, episode 41, scheduled to be released on April 29th, 2019. I'm Mike Murata, and each episode will bring you information about inclusive and assistive technology to increase independence. Whether it's technology for inclusive classroom learning or tools for community success, inclusive tech has become more mainstream and available for everyone. If you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Let me know how I'm doing and what types of information you're interested in hearing about. Also, I have a SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcasts. I'd love to hear from you. Share your insights. I will post them during a future episode. Maybe even reach out and see if you want to be interviewed for an upcoming episode. So there's that. So hopefully you'll join me. All right, let's dive in. The Center for Technology and Disability recently released a tool for job coaches that can help them support individuals preparing for the workforce. The Career-Centered Active Listening Game, or CCAL, is a web-based module that prepares students with disabilities for employment through activities to increase auditory processing skills. Through a series of listening exercises, scenarios are presented that would highlight various steps of the employment process, including the interview and a range of on-the-job experiences. The web module is broken up into three focus areas. Unit 1 focuses on the job interview. Areas of focus include looking your best for the interview and what to do with your cell phone. Scenarios focus on answering some common interview questions like, tell me something about yourself. Why should we hire you? And do you have any questions? Unit 2 focuses on getting started. Topics include areas of preparation prior to starting the job, like what do you wear to work? How do you make a good first impression? And managing your earnings. Unit 3 is divided into two parts. The focus of part 1 is on-the-job experiences, like not getting along with a coworker, you are uncertain about a task, you are asked to read long instructions, and what do you do if you finish early? Part 2 of Unit 3 looks at how to stand up for yourself. Topics include, do you need assistive technology? Are you getting equal pay for equal work? And were you discriminated against? There's a variety of settings in the module, too, that customize the experience for each user, including text-to-speech, audio description, and adjustments for the font size and contrast. I'll add a link to the CCAL in the show notes. Check it out and let me know what you think. Visit that SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast, and I'll play your reactions during a future episode. Do you have a 3D printer and want to start printing your own key guards for tablet-based AAC apps? Well, you're in luck. Ken Hackbarth at VulksSwitch.org has been working to create a library of 3D printed AT devices with plans that can be downloaded and printed right at your location. Devices include a single switch called the VulksSwitch, various styluses, utensil holders, straw holders, bottle openers, and more. According to his website, he has created an open SCAD design that allows the user to identify their tablet, describe how the AAC app is laid out, describe their case, and choose a mounting method to mount the keyguard directly to the tablet or to the case. Once the keyguard is fully described, you can generate and save an STL file that you can print on your own 3D printer. So using the file that you created and customizing it meets the needs of any individual that you can produce a keyboard for, and the materials cost is probably around $1. Gone are the days of drilling tons of holes in a sheet of acrylic plastic to create a custom keyguard, and I'm happy about that. I think I still have the scars on my hands from run-ins with various keyguards throughout the years, so this is welcome news for sure. Ken shows a variety of keyguards on his site, including traditional grid-style keyguards, along with some custom layouts for more specific apps and button patterns. I'll put a link in to the blog post in the show notes where Ken describes the process of visiting the Thingiverse page and accessing the keyguard designer file. Then you just provide your information about your device, your button openings, and the attachment style. The custom STL file will then be created for you, and you can print the keyguard out on your own 3D printer. Happy printing! If you make one of these keyguards, tag me on Twitter so I can see your finished project and share it with everybody. Want to find other people interested in inclusive and assistive technology? Join us on Twitter every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for AT Chat. Each week, Karen Janowski and myself lead an hour-long discussion about tools and strategies for inclusion and accessibility for individuals with disabilities. This week was our monthly open forum, which is always kind of a freewheeling potpourri of information sharing. We discussed a variety of things, including the AT process, using things like the SET framework and the Innovator's Compass to ensure that we effectively match students' needs to features of tools. And then also we had lots of participants sharing resources, tons of resources, about tools they're familiar with, tools they have been exploring, articles they've been reading, and more. Catch up on the entire chat by visiting the Wakelet archive at bit.ly/042419.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. Do you have an idea for a future episode? Leave an audio message via SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/ITS podcast with your suggestion. It may just appear on an upcoming episode.
To stay current on all things inclusive and assistive technology, follow me on Twitter at MMATP and visit my website at MMATP.com for inclusive technology resources and all the previous podcast episodes. Bye for now.